Drug shortages are a problem for almost every hospital system, and executives say that problem will continue over the next few years. That's according to a national survey released Thursday by Premier, a Charlotte-based consulting firm. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
The shortages include chemotherapy treatments, antibiotics, and basic vitamins for IV fluids. It's been a problem for at least 5 years, and even prestigious centers like St. Jude Children's Research Hospital have had to change treatments. In Premier's latest survey, Chief Operating Officer Michael Alkier says 95% of hospital systems see this problem continuing for the next 3 years.
We think in some cases it's getting better, but as we fix where there are therapies that are in short supply, there are going to be naturally other ones that the quality of product isn't up to snuff. And so I would tell you, no, it's not getting better if the numbers, you know, are increasing.
Alkier says by Premier's count, there are roughly 50 more drug shortages now than there were 5 years ago. The drugs are generics with thin profit margins, so not many companies make them. A small number of manufacturers plus recurrent production problems lead to shortages. Alkier says the Food and Drug Administration is accelerating approval of new generics, but not fast enough. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.